athletic tight end as well.
Yeah, 88 is not bad. I've been watching from him. He's probably one of their main receivers, and just get a guy in him too, so it'll be good.
I came late, guys, so just repeat, what were you saying about the Michigan offense? What do you see from them?
Just big guys, big physical guys, you know. They're going to have, like, millions of tight end linemen in there, so just plan on smack giving it to them, so it'll be fun.
There's buzz on social media this morning. I don't know if you heard about it, that you've got some Heisman. Somebody voted for you, like, third place for in their Heisman, whatever.
Wow. Appreciate it. Whoever did that, yeah. Appreciate it, whoever did that.
Does that make you laugh, though, just to hear that?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't really pay attention to that kind of stuff.
What is your secret to interceptions? Is it kind of a skill or an art form?
I don't think it's a secret. It might be luck. I don't know. I don't know if the quarterback just plans on throwing it to me. So, yeah.
A lot of instinct involved?
I feel like, yeah, just while I'm in my coverage, just more instinct than just trying to track the ball and find it.
What are your emotions going to be like going into play in a place like Michigan, the big house and all that?
It's going to be crazy at first, just at our first day when we get there, just looking at the stadium, and then game day will just be another game day, getting ready to prepare for the team.
Just curious, do you know what happened last time BYU played Michigan and what the significance of the game was?
I actually don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Okay. It was the national championship game in 84. It's the only time we played Michigan.
I think it was a year or two before you were born.
Probably, yeah, probably.
I doubt you were around. Yeah.
You discussed tracking the ball. How do you feel you've progressed in tracking the ball? Is that something that you've really been focused on?
I just feel like I've become more comfortable with the defense, you know, and being able to get to my spot and be able to look back to the quarterback and see where he's looking. And then once I see the ball in the air, just make a play on the ball.
How different was practice today?
really. I guess it was a little bit different, but it was just a lot more focused on trying to bang with a scout team and just really getting physical with them, because Saturday's going to be a physical game and they're just going to try and pound it. So it'll be fun to see.
As a leader, how much, you know, the defensive guys that we've talked to were pretty disappointed with, you know, how they played the run on Saturday. As a leader, what do you feel like you need to do to get the defense ready, you know, and make sure that the guys are ready for the challenge on Saturday?
I just think that I just need to help keep them positive, you know, and when we make plays, you just got to celebrate, because I think that's one thing we lacked last game was people were making plays and not too many guys were running around him, celebrating with him, you know, not having fun. I don't think we had as much fun or party as much on Saturday. That's one thing that I feel like is my job, to kind of bring that to the defense and make sure that we are partying and having fun and make sure we're swarming around to the ball.